I'm bleeding. A lot. But my Achilles tendon isn't severed, and I still have full mobility. It's only a matter of pain. I can handle pain. Against the internal need to sever the segment of snake whip still cinched around my ankle, I leave it in place, letting the pressure it provides slow the bleeding. I don't have time for a proper bandage, not with Lucas closing in, and the pain helps me focus. Once again, I brace myself against my cover, trying to listen for Lucas's footsteps over the deafening barrage. It's hard to tell where he is. I can't count on the room's windows for a reflection, not with them shattered and falling to the street below. It's just me and 23 bullets. This time when the click sounds from Lucas's weapon, I come out low, ready to leap over any strike from his snake whip as I aim for his knees. Before I can fire another shot, the whip is lashing out to the left of me, cutting off my sideways retreat. I overcompensate, veering back for the second pillar. That's when I see Lucas's smile. In a frozen moment, I understand. We've practiced that maneuver before, perhaps hundreds of times, and Lucas's laugh echoes in my head. We've been over this, Oklahoma. Don't let your opponent decide your movements. Come on, let's try that again. But the hungry gleam in Lucas's eyes makes it clear there'll be no do-overs. I'm about to pay for my mistake.